This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Got the book festival this week, and coming up this Saturday, it is the Charlottesville 10-miler. Mark Lorenzoni joins us from the Ragged Mountain Running Shop. Mark, I guess this means officially it is spring in Central Virginia.
Yes, yes, it sure does. Historically, actually, Coy, this is kind of the unofficial, and some years really officially, the kickoff event for the Dogwood Festival, because we've always been a part of the Dogwood Festival, and of course, some years we arrive before the Dogwoods arrive, but we'd like to think of it as a kickoff event for the spring.
Now, give us, before we go into all the nuts and bolts coming up this weekend, give us a little background history for the new folks in our community. There is a real impressive history to this event, the Charlottesville 10-miler.
Well, you as a historian and certainly a lover of Central Virginia, this is the kind of stuff right up your alley, because it really does have a deep and rich history. It's our oldest area foot race. We're in our 33rd year, and we started out in the mid-70s with the Charlottesville Track Club kicking this off as their premier event and one of only a few events back in the mid-70s that they held. And it used to run out, if you're familiar, and I'm sure you are, with the Camp Holiday Trails area out there at the Reservoir Road. So it would take them out there past the old Chinese, we call it the old Chinese restaurant, and I think that restaurant now has been completely leveled. But out there past Trinity Presbyterian, which was not there at the time, and it ran out there kind of a billy goat type of course, switchback, gravel road, very challenging, out there and back again to the University Hall area. And we ran the event up until 1983 on that course, and the entrance had leveled. The participation level had kind of petered out a little bit, and folks were finding it just too challenging, too difficult. And that was when I got heavily involved with a guy named Dave Murphy. The track club approached us and said, "You guys willing to put this on?" I had been directing some races for the track club, and they said, "You know, would you like to do this?" And we said, "On one, we'll do it on one stipulation, that you give us permission to revamp the event and move it into the taken." We used our theme that year as taking it to the streets and took it into the city and by the business community, through the university community, downtown, touched on all what we think of the jewels of our beautiful town. And it's our city course, so to speak, and we've been using it ever since. And the race slowly raised up from, oh gosh, it was in the mid-300s when we started with the new city course, and now this year we'll have about 2,300 entrants. So it's one of our largest races in Virginia, and like I said, the oldest in the area. And it's become a big fundraiser. It used to be we'd give $1,000, $2,000, and now we give upwards of $20,000 to $30,000 back to a picked different nonprofit. This year it's the Charlottesville Alamar Rescue Squad. But they've had a variety of great CASA and MACA and the Food Bank and SPCA, wonderful organizations. So we've got $250,000 over the last 20 years to worthy organizations.
Wow, goodness gracious. And of course, CAR is a wonderful organization. They do so much work and have touched so many lives. We're talking with Mark Lorenzoni of the Ragged Mountain Running Shop on Elliewood Avenue at the corner about the Charlottesville 10-miler. It's coming up this Saturday. And so, Mark, if I heard you right, over 2,300 runners will be out on the streets of Charlottesville Saturday morning.
You got it. Starting at 7:45, and Alice and Dan Wiggins are the current race directors. This is their fourth year at the helm. Third year at the helm, and I directed it for 12 years from the mid-80s to mid-90s, and a ton of work, and it's even more work for them now, bigger event. And when I left the post, we were at about 1,600 entrants, and they've taken it to the next level, online entry and chip timing and working even closer, more intimately with the city. And one of the things I was talking with Jay about earlier off-air is just the challenges we had back in the early 80s with working with the city folks, our forefathers, so to speak, on trying to convince them to have a race, heavens to Betsy, with the streets closed. Whoever heard of such a thing? A bunch of people run around in their skivvies, and that was a hard sell. And Cole Hendricks was city manager at the time, and Deke Bone was the chief of police, and there was a guy named Otis Hager who was the commander in charge of the traffic. He was lieutenant, and they all kind of reluctantly, boy, oh boy, this is kind of a big deal. And Frank Buck was the mayor at the time, and all those folks put the stamp of approval on it, and with the stipulation that if we fouled it up the first year, that we wouldn't have it again. And we had 700 volunteers then. Now we have about 400 or 500 volunteers in the course. And of course, we proved to them we could do it. And they ended up. I remember when Otis Haggart retired, he called me on the phone and said, Mark, and I mean, when I first walked into his office, the first time, he goes, the only reason I'm doing this event is because the city council says I have to do this. I got this from Deke Bowen. And when he retired, he said it was one of his favorite events. And, you know, Coy, the reason he loved it so much is he got to ride in the police car up front ahead of this army, like Caesar. You know, I mean, this army, you know, riding through the streets of Charlotte was fantastic, like the longest, biggest, thickest parade he'd ever witnessed in his life. And I mean, he really did get to see the value of it and became a real fan of the event, and becoming a close friend of mine, actually, through it all. So.
Yeah, it's just this 10-miler has really become sort of it truly is a Charlottesville tradition. I mean, when you think of Charlottesville in springtime, you think of the Dogwood Parade and the Book Festival and the 10-miler.
A 10-miler, and it's the largest male-female. Now, the woman's 4-mile is even bigger, which is hard to believe, but we always used to say that the Charlottesville 10-miler is the largest participatory sporting event, if there's such a term. So it's the largest sporting event we have in town where people actually get to participate. Obviously, there's more people that go to a football game at Scott Stadium, but actually one single day event, there isn't a bigger athletic event where people are actually participating. And, you know, it runs the whole gamut. I have this training program we do through the Charlottesville Track Club, and they graduated on Saturday. They started with zero back in the fall, and they did their first 10-mile run a few weeks ago, their test run. And I was telling them that the first year we ran the race in the city streets, the median time was 7 minutes and 30 seconds a mile, about 75 minutes. And last year it was right around 90 minutes, which is about 9 minutes a mile, which is still fast. But you can see the demographics are shifting, and the point I'm making is that it really has opened its arms to all levels and all abilities over the years. So, you know, people go out there and cheer along the sidewalks on Saturday. They'll be amazed at the number of people they know, you know, cruising by. They say, well, I didn't know that guy ran 10 miles. I don't know that woman ran 10 miles. And there they are cruising by them. So,
yeah, it's not just for, you know, the college track runner anymore. It's moms and dads are out there running with their kids.
Yep, and we like to think the Charlottesville Track Club really takes a lot of pride in the balance of the event. It is a serious event. It's well organized. We have splits at every mile being called out, water stops, and the chip timing. And the faster runners, the elite runners, so to speak, they have a venue here to participate, and the first timers, people that are a little intimidated by the distance or the breadth of the event, there, no pun intended, they're really they're treated to a really great event, and we're very, very proud of it.
So, we're talking with Mark Lorenzoni of the Ragged Mountain Running Shop. The Charlottesville 10 milers coming up this coming Saturday, folks. Now, Mark, really quick, got about a minute left, but remind us again of the nuts and bolts when this starts. Folks need to know there's going to be some streets closed for this.
I'm glad you're bringing it up. Of course, the race is still open. It's open until Thursday afternoon if folks still want to enter. And then the big thing, love for the listeners to be aware of, and we always, the track club really tries to be good neighbors with this, is that the gun goes off at 7:45 right outside John Paul Jones Arena over at U-Haul, and it snakes its way through the university and downtown and then through the north downtown neighborhoods around Martha Jeff area and back again. And we pretty much will have a lot of those roads coned off until about 9:30, 9:40. But the brunt of the traffic downtown will probably be between 8:15 and 9 o'clock.
Okay, which is good to know because the book festival is going on this week as well.
You got it, yep.
Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the time, Coy.
Absolutely. Charlottesville 10-miler coming up this coming Saturday morning, and we want to wish a lot of luck to all those folks who are going to have been training very hard, and they'll be out there, many of them, for their first big 10-mile race, and hope it goes well for them.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.